There we go.
Yeah. What do you want? How you doing today? What's going on? What do you want?
I'm looking at a clean boy.
I'm clean.
You look like shiny.
I'm clean. I'm shiny. Yeah,
you're
I mean,
it's shiny.
The moisturizer that I've been using.
It's working, but your like hair has got like a good coif, and you got this kind of little weird, like kind of European shirt going on.
Yeah, dude.
It's very petty.
I'm like hot now.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I'm hot. And
you always, I think you always kind of, you're borderline hot.
I am borderline hot. That is a good way to put it.
It's like weird. Like sometimes I'll look at you and be like, yeah, he's handsome. And then sometimes I'm like, yeah, you don't have it.
I'm not always on it. Yeah, sometimes.
It's weird. Yeah, mm-hmm. It is weird. Sometimes you're kind of not.
Yeah. Oh, I agree. Absolutely.
But at least you have it in you to be hot, mm-hmm. I guess. I don't really, I got like more of like a,
you're freaky.
I got like more of a dangerous,
yeah.
Like, I think women are attracted to me not because of like, wow, hot.
Right. Yeah, it's like
the best I get is like, you're cute and funny. That's what
right,
I get. Or
right.
Or it's like the darkness emanating is
yes,
like what I was into.
The fear.
One time I did a show and I had like a weird set where it was like good, but it was like kind of very like low energy. Mm-hmm. And this girl came up, she was like, you were like so sad. And that just made me so horny.
Wow.
It was like, I'm like selling t-shirts after the show. And she's like, I was just like so turned on at how sad you were.
Yeah,
and
you just seemed like such a
thanks.
Loser. And it was hot. It was very hot.
Yeah, yeah. That was hot to her.
Yeah.
That was hot to her.
That's good. I mean, hey, at least you have that angle. You know, I'd rather have that angle than not have any angle. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. You got to have, I mean, at this point, yeah. I need angles.
Right.
I need like a couple of angles. I need like a bunch of angles.
You're kind of an angles guy. You can't go right in.
No. I need some smoke and mirrors for
yeah.
Sure.
Yes.
Yeah. But you, I think you could just some girl would be like, yeah, he's attractive.
Mm-hmm.
But then I feel like you're so angleless, actually, it kind of turns them off.
It could be. Yeah, I am kind of just a straight up person. Yeah.
It's like, here he is. You're like, damn, no mystery at all to this fucking guy.
That's true. I am. There is no mystery to me. Like, I kind of tell you all of it. And it's all about like just direct communication with me, you know, like, and that's how I like it, you know, and that's how I'm living my life. And it fucking rules. And you know, whatever. I don't care if somebody needs there to be mystery, then there's you. They can get you, mystery dude.
Pass them
here.
Off to me.
Yeah.
Pass them off to the fucking labyrinth, dude. I'm like the maze outside of The Shining, bro.
Yeah.
I am fucking. There's gonna be some bodies frozen in there. Not
right.
Everybody's. Not everybody's. Some people are ending up like fucking.
Jack Nicholson.
Jack Nicholson.
Yeah. Just. You know, running around with an axe.
Running
you know?
Around with an axe.
Here's
trying to get,
Johnny.
They're trying to get to the heart, and they ain't finding it, dude.
No, not finding it. And that's good, you know? Like, it's everything needs balance, you know? And
yes.
And I think that we provide that balance for people. I really think that we should be in a throuple is really what it is that me and you should
what's
date.
What's the third energy? Oh, like of a woman?
We should both date the same woman.
I was like, we should get another friend? I literally didn't even think about a woman. I was like, oh, you want another friend to the group?
No. I'm saying me and you should date the same woman. And I think that
she would
have a great time, actually.
She would, yeah.
I think she would get a lot out of it, you know? She'd obviously stay with me, though, is the thing. She'd live with
100%.
Me. 100%.
But I would want that. I would
yeah,
not
of
want
course.
Her to stay
That's
with
what
me.
I'm saying. It's not even a diss. And it's
no,
like,
no. Yeah, you're right. We together, I think, could completely satisfy one woman.
Absolutely. I mean, what would she be lacking? You know what I mean? Like, she'd have it all.
She would have it all, dude. She would have it all. And, like, she could even be like, you know, it would be, you know, sometimes when women, they'll complain. They'll be like, oh, well, my boyfriend doesn't do this. But she wouldn't need to complain. She'll just, like, when she needs the soft, tender touch.
Yes.
I'll just be like, oh, she's not around again. I guess she wanted to talk to somebody.
Yeah. She'd be like on the road. Like she'd be like meeting you in random places.
Yeah.
And
gas stations. And little rest stops and stuff.
Yeah. She would just like kind of go out on missions. That's what my perspective would be like. Oh,
right.
She didn't come home tonight. I know who she's with, you know, like.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep. It would be weird. That would be weird for us. We would just be trading back this.
I mean, I feel like I could handle it. I don't think that you would be able to handle it, though. I feel like you'd kind of lose your mind a little bit on that. Or, I mean, maybe you could. What do you think? Do you think you could handle that?
I'll be real. You really don't threaten me in any way.
Oh,
so
that's
like,
awesome.
So, yeah. There's other men I would not want to share a woman with, but
right.
I feel like you, I would just be like, bro, he's fine.
I'm actually taking this as a big compliment because I feel
really?
I just feel like I've heard you talk about like other men before. And
oh, yeah.
You
well,
have a
other
competitive...
men are not. Yes, but Hunter, you're not really in the other men category.
I just mean we would both be sleeping with this person. And you'd just be like,
no, we would, what we
it
are
would be
doing
different.
To this
yeah,
person
yeah,
is so
yeah.
different that it would, because here's the thing with other men, this is where my competitive jealousy comes from with other men. I'm worried that what they're basically doing, what I'm doing better.
Yes.
But it's like, I'm giving her Italian, you're giving her Chinese. Like they're really, we're not, yeah, we're both giving her food, but it's not the same.
It's different. Yeah. Yeah.
So I know your meal is so different that it doesn't trip me out.
Yeah.
And I don't even really want to serve your meal. In fact,
right.
I think I'm physically incapable of serving your
meal. I
type
feel
of
the
food.
same way about you. I could not do it that way. I wouldn't want to. Even if I could
right.
do it
so,
that way, I wouldn't want to.
So I think we're like, that's fine. And that is, you know, she's got both needs.
Yeah, man, that I feel like this would be such a good direction for this podcast to go. If we could just both date the same woman, like
just
what a pod.
One girlfriend. Yeah. This would be history. People would love to listen
this
to the show.
This would do numbers,
then.
Dude. Like, and she's never
just,
on the show either. It's
no.
just me and you talking about her. Like,
and we just talk shit about her all the time. We just complain about her. We hate her. We kind of hate her publicly, but then privately we like tell her sweet things.
Yeah,
or
of
you
course.
Do, obviously.
Yeah,
I, don't.
I do. You don't tell her sweet things. You tell her horrible things. Horrible
and
things that I don't want to know about.
But she loves them.
Right, of course.
For a period.
Yeah.
And then she goes, yo, this is getting too intense for me. I need to go see Hunter.
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, go do it, dude. I got to dig through some garbage. So come on. I got like four garbage cans I got to look after.
Yeah, dude, you've gone full raccoon in this future.
Yes.
Basically.
In this scenario, because, well, I mean, what we're, I'll be pushing 40. I'll be 40 probably.
You'll be 40. Yeah. We'll have the same girlfriend. So you'll have like
same
kind of
girlfriend.
A sense of stability, you know, like that'll
yes.
be your rock is this relationship.
Yes.
So now you can really go buck wild in like your solo life.
This would be great for me. Honestly, this would, because I really want, I want to date a woman who has like some type of caretaker. And that's you, you know?
I would be the caretaker.
You're taking care of her emotional needs, some brief physical needs potentially, but mostly.
Yeah.
Communication,
a lot of emotional
listening
stuff. Yes, listening.
You can show her like the records you have. Yeah. And she can even be a little bit nerdy if you want her to be like,
you'll tolerate
I'll give you that. I'll give you that. She
wow,
can be a
so,
little
you're
nerdy.
You're so generous. You're so generous.
Because I imagine the split will be about 75-25.
Yeah, 25 to you or 25 to me?
Yes.
Oh.
25 to me.
Yeah.
I think I maybe get a quarter of this woman's
right,
time.
Right. Yeah. She won't be spending a majority of the time with you, I feel like, just because.
I think she'll kind of view me as this like fun little whim, but then she comes back to reality and goes, well, no, I need like a stable man.
Yeah. Yeah. It's true. It's true.
Because like if she comes to my life, she's getting fucked on a couch in a living room.
Right. Right. And she's like, I have access to this like filth or whatever, you know, like I can,
yeah,
it's like Titanic. It's like she needs it to like remember what it was like.
She
to
does
be filthy herself.
Oh, feel alive. Yeah.
Yeah.
But then she goes back to you and it's like safe and it's clean and she feels kind of dead inside after a while.
Uh-huh,
and then she
uh-huh.
comes back to
and
me.
Then, bam.
And
yes. Yes.
Spark is lifted.
God, what? Reach out, somebody. Like, this sounds like an amazing deal, you know? Like,
see,
I can't believe nobody
really
wants
does.
To do this. Like, it kind of sounds incredible.
But I think the one problem for us is that I think we have pretty different, we are attracted to pretty different people.
Oh, absolutely. I don't think we've ever been on the same page.
Yeah. In
about
fact,
that.
We are always like, not for me. When you say somebody, I go, no, no, no. And then when I say somebody, you go, absolutely not. So, yeah, I also think that's going to be a big problem for us.
Yeah. It would be a lot of, I think, auditioning we'd have to do in order to find somebody that was in that Venn diagram for both of us. I don't know. I don't even know what that woman would be like, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I could... She found like a nerd, because you need her to be kind of nerdy.
She'd probably have to have like, I feel like she'd have to have tattoos. I feel like you like tattoos, so she'd have to have tattoos.
But
I can,
but if she doesn't, that's okay. That's okay if she doesn't.
Wow, this is like, this is funny doing this as like a deal.
Yeah, we are like, we're Build-A-Bearing this girlfriend of ours. And we're just deciding as a collective how we would best.
Yeah. Okay. So she's got like probably like dark hair, or what kind of hair are we thinking?
I'm thinking brunette. I'd like a brunette.
Okay. So she's got dark hair. She has some tattoos, not an overwhelming amount of tattoos though.
Right. And this is not a deal breaker if she has no tattoos.
Okay.
I'm not throwing her out the window.
But she's probably got to be like kind of tough. Too. That'll be the weird part. I feel like you always like women that are like kind of tough, or they have like a tough, I don't know, like tougher.
Here's what I really want. No, I actually think with that, as I age, I think I want exactly what you could be. I want like, you know that term trad wife? Have you seen that?
Yeah. I know that term.
That's what I want, except I don't want to have to provide for her.
Oh, so we just kind of get some plain ass lady.
I think I want... Well, no, she can be like freaky or whatever, but I'm just saying like what she wants out of life is I think what you could actually provide, which is like a stable, because trad wives, they want to like serve their man and they want to like make him dinner and not have a job, mm-hmm. but that requires the man to have money and provide for her.
Right.
I'm not going to do that. So I would like a woman who could be around to like rub my shoulders and make me dinner, but the money is mostly coming from you.
Damn, this, it's really kind of clicking that you are getting the best end of this deal. I hadn't really realized that until this moment, but
this
is incredible, because then,
oh my,
we're talking about a relationship where I have to deal with this woman on a like probably daily
basis.
You
like dealing with women.
Yeah, but I don't know. Like I'm kind of really enjoying living by myself. Like maybe that part of me is kind of ending. I don't know. Maybe I won't like that anymore.
Well, Hunter, this is not going to work if you don't house her. I'm not housing
this
chick.
She's like a fucking cat.
Yeah, she's like an orca in SeaWorld. Like she has to have a pen.
Yeah. She has to have a place to just be in her stuff. Okay.
And it has to be with you is what I'm saying.
Right.
I don't
can't
want
be
her
with
around.
You. Yeah.
I don't want her around full time.
Man, this is sounding
See,
like a
this
fucking
is,
job,
I,
dude.
Like, I know.
I
knew you weren't going to.
I got to like fucking keep her going for you.
I thought the whole point was that you were like, yes, a girlfriend. This would be great. But a girlfriend that leaves periodically to see her raccoon boyfriend.
Yeah. Well,
You would get breaks.
The way this started was I was thinking, what a great deal for her. And then now I've moved to
it would 100%.
I mean, she'd have a great time, but just face it.
And I'd have a great time.
And you'd have a great time.
You
I'm
would have
having
a bad
the
time.
Worst time. Is what
you are
I'm
having
saying.
The worst time. Yes, you are the loser in this deal for sure.
Yeah.
You're basically providing for her most of the time. Mm-hmm. She basically lives with you with occasional weekend trips to see me. I mean, this is like a divorced kid who she is living with the solid parent who has like his shit together.
Right.
And then she basically is like gets to go with the fun parent for the weekend who could only get weekend custody.
Dude. And I feel like our communication would get strange, because I bet there would be times where things would not be going like super well with her and me. And then she would go over to you and be all weird. And then you would, instead of even getting mad at her, you just get mad at me. You just send me a text like hey,
you
dude.
Send her all fucked up? Send her over here all fucked up, dude? What are you doing to me, dude? This is my weekend and you send her in a pissy mood. Now
dude,
she's fucking moping.
Why'd you get her all
around?
In a pissy mood? What the fuck's going on with
that? I bought all these ropes for nothing. I was going to tie her up.
Dude, she's just been talking the whole time. You're supposed to get her talked out,
dude. Yes. You're supposed to yap her out. That's the whole point of your job. It's like the parent who gives the kid a bunch of sugar and then drops them off at the other, you know. It's like, thanks.
Yeah,
thanks a lot, bro.
Thanks for doing that. Yeah.
I'm dealing with this bullshit now. Yeah.
Damn.
Well, yeah, we would. Yeah, it would be tough.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it would be, I think,
impossible. This ideal scenario is actually we're setting into the realities of it. We're realizing that there are nuances. There are, you know, there's shades of gray here.
I mean, I think the problem is for me is having to do all this work. It's kind of seems like a little, I mean, all I get is like a break from her every once in a while. That's it.
But I thought you liked the work. I thought this, the whole point, the whole start of this conversation is you actually enjoy these parts of a relationship.
I don't know, man.
You
I'm
love
changing.
The talking.
I think I'm changing a little bit. I think this is kind of a new era for me. Cause like, as we're describing this, I'm like, yeah, I don't want to do that. I don't know, man. I like my TV still. I'm like making coffee for myself,
yeah,
and I'm taking forever to do it, dude. Like I'm kind of living my best life, and I kind of feel like other people aren't invited to this zone anymore, dude. Like the idea of somebody in here, like stressing me out, and like,
this would not work.
I'm just kind of, I think I might be done with that, which is kind of, it's funny to be on this riff and realize something true about me, but I think that's true. I don't want to help you out with your girlfriend, dude.
Could you maybe get her like a little motel in Minnesota where she would kick it, but then you would hang out with her?
No, I don't want to be responsible for her like that. You know what I mean?
This is falling apart.
It's falling apart,
live on,
dude.
This is falling apart live on air. So what you're telling me is I just have to find another guy to do this with. Great. This sucks. I wanted to do this.
You got any other guys in your, you know,
in my circle that I'd be okay with this happening?
Yeah, that you think you could do this with? Any other guys?
I mean, I have barely any guys in my circle.
Oh, yeah.
Anyways.
Well, tight is the circle these days?
Well, okay, like, I have close friends, but not most of them are not single.
Damn.
And even if they were, I don't know if we would have the same vibe.
That compatibility, yeah.
It's very rare to meet your...
Your opposite.
You're like, we're like these two curves, you know, like whatever you want, I probably don't. And so that's nice. Cause if both, like if both guys are dating one girl and they're like, hey, I wanted to do this with her. And you're like, no, I want it. Like, it's not going to work. This works because you want to do all the sweet and I want to do all the sour.
Yeah. You would never be like, there'd be no birthdays. No anniversaries. Those
you would
all
be in charge
me.
Of all that. You'd be in charge of all of that stuff.
Her parents wouldn't even know you. They would have never met you.
Nope.
I'm like texting them and shit, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, you would be in... You're dealing with all the take-home assignments.
Yes, all the homework.
All the homework is your deal. Yeah. But I, again, the only reason we're saying this is because up until now... You've always said that's what you like about a relationship.
Yeah, it's true.
So the fact that I'm hearing about this for the first time, that all of a sudden you're different because you got a new TV in an apartment. Well, I don't fucking know, man. I'm sorry. I didn't know that about you.
I mean, I'll say this. I'm definitely good at it. I'm good at that work.
You're a master at it.
I'm a master.
Bro. You're the best.
You're the best. I'm a fucking Ronin right now. Just kind of out there like...
You're out there sweet talking these girls.
Roaming
they got
boyfriend
problems.
Is like what I am.
Yeah.
Boyfriend for hire, mercenary boyfriend over here.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, Bummer. It's just, well, I just don't see why this girl deserves this. You know what I mean? Like, I think she sounds like she's getting such a good deal that it's like kind of not fair to everybody else, you know? Who the fuck is she that she gets this treatment, you know? That she gets the
special. I don't think any woman deserves to have all her needs met, anyways. So you're right. I think
we're
they,
in agreement.
They should
there.
Always. There should always be some want in her life. There should be always some unmet need
some
in her life.
That she
some
is.
Some lack.
That's slowly
kind of
gnawing at her.
Gnawing at her fucking soul, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because guys have it. We're born with that.
Sure. Sure, yeah.
Men are
totally.
Born with an empty pit that can never be satiated. So women should have to experience that once in a while.
Yeah. No, I think you're absolutely right.
Dude, what if we got a girlfriend that just made her life horrible? Wouldn't that be kind of fun?
Ooh, that would be pretty cool.
She like agreed to date us both and we like had this secret text thread and we were just like, yo,
fucking
dude.
Fucking with her, yeah.
Fuck her up. That's like truly evil.
Yeah, dude. That seems like, that'd be good for us like, building like our relationship. You know what I mean? That'd be about putting bros first, you know?
Yes, yes. It would be this like weird throuple of bros over hoes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Where it's like also bros over hoes though is a loser's mentality.
Oh, I agree. Of course.
That's no bro excuse. Is telling a bro, please don't have sex with this woman because I'm sad is very lame.
Yeah. That's uncool. I don't think
you should be letting your bros the hose.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, I feel like if
what are we doing?
If you're hoeing down, I'm not gonna fucking bother you. You know what I mean? I'm gonna
really.
You...
It just says that you need a hoe. What are you doing out here, hoeless?
I am kind of. I'm hoeless right now, but it's cool, dude. I can read whenever I want.
No, not you, but just anybody.
Right.
You're fine.
Yeah.
You don't need hoe. You've never have been. You don't like hoes anyways.
Yeah. Hoes.
The fact
suck.
That you're even saying a hose is
I hate
crazy.
It. Yeah.
I hate hoes.
That. Yeah.
All right. This is interesting. You're a new man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. New era of the show. New era of the podcast. New man. Yeah, but I mean, we should get, maybe we should get an OnlyFans or something and just kind of like, we could both manage it and women message us, they pay to message us and then they get like both responses, you know what I mean? And they just kind of get to communicate.
So yours are like these long paragraphs and me's like a video of me jacking off in a corner or something.
Yeah,
that's what you get.
Yeah I think people would pay for that, dude. I think that's a money-making scheme right there.
Yeah be like your face,
mm-hmm.
my body and dick. That's probably a good combo, right?
That's probably a good combo. I mean, I think it would look weird. My
it would.
My face on your body I think wouldn't work. I think that looks strange.
Trust me, my face and your dick would not. My dick wouldn't work either. That's the other thing. You don't have a face that represents my dick. I don't think.
Yeah, I don't.
And
think
I don't
so
have
either.
And I don't have a face that represents yours.
Definitely not. Definitely not.
I gotta. Yeah. I just. So yeah, you're right. They are incompatible.
Yeah. Yeah. We've seen each other's dicks. That's an interesting thing about us. That's funny.
Have you seen mine?
Yeah, of course.
During the show?
Yeah.
Because I was just the ringleader on that show.
You were just like wearing a thing. Like, dude.
I was wearing like a robe. Yeah.
And you weren't wearing anything underneath the robe. And also like you sort of took it off in front of me a little bit. Like that was something that I remember being like, whoa, dude. And I was like, oh, all right. I guess this is who this guy is. I didn't know you that well at that point. I was like, oh, yeah, he'll just show me his dick, I guess.
Well, wait, I didn't show you. I showed the crap. Okay. So first of all, we did a show where you get naked.
Yes. That's the whole point of the show. We weren't like, you know.
Yeah, we weren't just doing this. It wasn't just like a thing Hunter and I devised during the show, like a normal stand-up
show. Like, dude, we should
show.
Just get naked, dude.
We should just get buck naked and freak people out. No, it was a show where you get naked.
Right.
Do stand-up.
Yeah.
I don't remember. So you saying, and so also they had like a, I was like the bell ringer.
Yes.
So every time I rang a bell, you could hit to take another piece of clothing until you were naked, basically.
Yes. Yeah.
And you're saying during this was so long ago, I just took my dick out during your set?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. Or I don't know if it was during the set. I mean, I remember it's burned into my brain, this image of your dick. I have it in there.
Oh, crazy.
I need to access it. I've got it. It's saved in memory, in storage.
I don't remember that at all. I don't remember.
I remember it because I was surprised because I didn't get the impression from you that you were, like, I don't know. I was surprised. I was surprised to see it.
Well, it was out there, I guess.
Yeah, you were putting it out there. I think you were really into that show also. So I think that was just like part of it. You liked being
Yeah,
naked.
I mean, I was okay. Yeah, that the show is cool because everybody was like down.
Yeah. Yeah, it was very... I remember that show was a kind of a weird experience for me because I was first that night and there were some people... It was like a packed room and there were some women in the front row that I could tell when I got completely naked, they did not know that anyone was going to get completely naked.
Oh.
Because that hadn't really happened yet. Or like, there was no visible dong yet, I think, for people.
Dong will change, like people, dong changes the whole vibe.
Yes, absolutely. And I remember this woman looking at my dick and like with kind of just this look on her face of like, ugh. She was super bummed out to see my dick.
That face on a woman where she's like, I did not want to see a penis today. And if it was not trying to be this dude's.
Dude, yeah, I know. It's
I had no interest in seeing that man's penis.
Yeah, yeah. Like, there.
Because guys, I feel like, are generally like, I'll see hers. I just kind of want to see it.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah.
Like whoever it is, I'm like, I'll see it. I'm not necessarily attracted to it, but I'd still want to see it.
Right.
Women are like, I am not trying to see that.
Right.
I don't want to see his penis. There's nothing in me that says I'd like to see that man's penis.
Well, I mean, they had to know that was a possibility. That was the thing, is I almost got angry at her. If I had been the comic I am now, I would have just talked about her looking at me the whole time. Yeah. That would have been what my set was. But instead, I was like doing my dumb jokes or whatever, which was a fucking huge waste of time. How could I can't believe there was a time in my life where I was completely naked in front of an audience just doing my stand-up set like normal.
Right.
That's
it's
fucking
pathetic.
Dumb, dude.
It's pathetic.
It is pathetic. It's what a loser fucking choice to do that.
Oh, well, we learned, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and clearly, you know, it paid off. Everything
it paid
we've
off
learned.
Big time.
Yes.
God, everything I've done and learned has paid off big time,
yes,
dude.
Yes, dude. You've learned a lot. What a lot of learning you've done, you know?
Yeah, would you say I've grown, though?
I think you've grown. I think you've grown a lot.
Grown.
Yeah, you've grown.
I'm growing out here.
Yeah. In some ways, I guess I would say you've grown. In other ways, I feel like you've actually regressed a little bit.
I think so.
Yeah.
I think you are right.
Yeah.
I think there's big regression, too. I think there is big time regression. There is big time regression. You're right.
Like when I first met you, you had like a cool job and like you had a lot of stuff kind of figured out. And then
I did. Yeah. I had like kind of like was stable.
Yeah, absolutely. You were like making money, you doing a job that seemed cool. And then.
Yeah, it is crazy. It is crazy to think that I have not seen a regular paycheck in like 4 years.
Yeah. I mean,
like truly. I never can look at my bank account and be like, and in a couple of days, there'll be more money. Like, I just, like, have almost forgotten what that feels like.
You have to find every dollar that you add to your bank account.
Every dollar has to be accounted for. Yeah, it's crazy. It's fucking crazy.
I feel like
I used to have a direct deposit every 2 weeks to be like, dope, there's some money. Look at it grow. And I had benefits. I had
health insurance.
I had benefits. I had paid time off.
Damn, dude.
Now I have all the time off, but most of it is unpaid.
Yeah.
Most of it's unpaid.
Damn.
That's okay.
Yeah. That's hey, okay. I mean, I actually think it sounds kind of impressive when you put it that way. 4 years and you haven't seen a paycheck. Like, that you're still here. You're still alive. You're still doing it. Like, that's kind of, I mean, get that number up as high as you can, I guess, you know?
Yeah, truly the only goal now is to outlive it now.
Yeah.
Just keep going. Yeah, dude. No, yeah. I don't know. I don't know when the next paycheck is going to come.
Yeah. Well, I mean, hopefully never. Hopefully it's all just you finding cash where you can, you know?
Yeah. God, I am just like a little fucking pig doing truffle hunting out here.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm just looking for cash. I do. I know. I was telling you, I was like, oh, I don't think I'm going to go on the road this summer. And then I was like, fuck, I guess I just will make zero money this summer. Like truly, when I was telling you that, I was like, oh fuck, I guess I'll make no money for like 3 months.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
This is like your new cycle that you're in. I don't know.
It's
like
seasons.
Yeah.
I have like seasons of money.
Yeah.
And even when the seasons like, but it's like, you know, early days of farming where they would get like one piece of fruit from a whole plant.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of where I'm at. Like there's some guys that are out there, they have like factory farms.
Right, right.
It's like bad for the environment how much money they're making. And then there's like guys like me who are like in the Stone Age. Like
right.
I found a seed that a guy spit out. Like a guy ate a peach and he spit out this seed and I stole it from him and I planted a tree. So I'm going to be starving for 40
someday.
Years until this tree.
Someday there's going to be a tree.
It's going to give me a peach of my own. Yeah, I'm fucking starving out here, dude. God damn.
You're like sickly sounding is what's happening.
I know. I was choking on my own lack of money. I was like starting to choke on it. I was like, oh fuck, dude, this is not a good sign.
Damn. Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, you're out there, you're planting, you're harvesting. I just think
not harvesting. I am planting.
No, yeah, you are planting. There's no harvest yet.
Zero harvest.
It's just like anytime I talk to you now, there's like one of two things you tell me. You're going to be like, oh, I'm going to be in Rhode Island next weekend. And then for the next 15 days, I'll be all over the country. Or you're like, no, I'm just trying to stay in New York as long. Yeah. Those are like your two modes. And each time you're so dedicated to one at first, and then immediately I can hear like regret in your voice. Like, you'll be like, dude, I just got to hit the road. I got to be on the road, man. I got to be on the road. And then you'll do that for like the next time I'll check in with you. You'll be like, man, I really need to be back in New York, dude. I need to be more time.
The third option is, bro, neither of these are really working. That's like when I check in with you, I'm the like, third way. Bro, the road ain't working and New York ain't working. This is crazy, dude. This is crazy.
Well, hey, then you can stay on my couch while you pick yourself up, you know, while you figure it out, you could also stay with your parents, but you can stay with you in between your parents and me. It can be sort of a double girlfriend situation right there.
Yes. Family and a friend are my girlfriends.
That's what you got. Yes. Hey.
That's what I got, baby. I'm good.
Yeah. It's good to have that. You told me you're going to Delaware. What's in Delaware?
Shows. Hunter, where else, what do I do besides shows? Like, what do you think is there? It's fucking comedy. I'm chasing the dragon down in Delaware now. You think I'm going there to, for any other reason of human interest? I'm going to do a fucking show. That's all my personality is at this point. Mm-hmm. What's in Delaware? Yeah, I'm doing fucking a show at a scuba shop. That's what I'm doing. Yep. Doing shows, and then guess what? When I come back, I'm doing more shows.
More shows. Okay.
And after that, it's shows, dude.
I'm curious, what does your day look like these days? Like, what do you do? Do you wake up? Because shows are at night. So, like, what are you doing? Are you still going to the library? Like, you kind of have a place.
You don't need a library when you got a living room to live in.
Yeah. So do you just, Hunter, like, wake up and, like, sit in your living room all day and write? I assume you write. You must write a lot.
Yeah, not as much as I should. I need to get better. Yeah, I don't really do anything. Do I do anything of merit or of value?
Yeah, like, what are you doing? I sometimes
what am I doing?
This. I'm like, what is Jake
today,
doing right now?
Today was a busy day. I went to therapy.
Hell yeah.
At 10 a.m.
Nice.
Virtual therapy. Beautiful. Then I recorded my solo podcast, and now I'm here. And after that, I'll probably take a break and write. And then I have 3 shows tonight.
Hell yeah.
And that'll be my day. But on a normal day when I don't have any of this shit, I'll usually do some type of computer thing where I'll be like trying to book stuff or like scheduling stuff. Mm-hmm. I really need to be writing more is what this is making me realize. But my therapist says that I need to date myself.
Yes.
She says, you don't even know if you love yourself, so you need to date yourself.
Oh, your therapist.
Now I have to fucking take my gay ass self on a fucking stupid date.
Well, what are you going to do? What do you want to do? You got to do something. What's something you like to do by yourself?
Truly, I like could not come up with any ideas. I was like, yeah, what should I do? What should I do to date myself? Yeah. Give me an option. Like, what's a good solo date?
I don't know. I do so many things for myself these days.
Yeah, you indulge, baby.
I'm loving it.
You really indulge in. So I don't know. I mean, I was like, I guess I could go, like, I don't know, man. I should take myself to a fucking movie or something.
Well, you don't like movies, so no. That's like, you shouldn't do that.
That's what I'm saying. Like, what should I do?
What's like a food you like to eat? Let's start there. Because what is a date?
Is you go. So it's like a restaurant.
But what's like a nicer, like something that is a little more indulgent that you enjoy eating that you could just sit down and like slowly eat and enjoy yourself?
Oh, God, this sounds so lame. The idea of when she said that, I just was like, okay. And then she checked in. I was like, yeah, I haven't really done it yet. She gave me this instruction like 3 weeks ago. I was like, yeah, I haven't really done that yet, but I'll get around to it. Don't worry. I haven't done the dating part yet. Yeah. Okay. So I could go get like a nice Thai. I like Thai food. Yeah. Maybe I'll go sit down at a Thai restaurant.
Yes. Sit down at a Thai restaurant.
So what are you supposed to do? You're supposed to just sit there and go, huh, Jake, he's good. Jake's a good thing. Like, what? I don't like, you're supposed to be like, I'm because like dating yourself is like, you got to get to know yourself is what she wants me to do.
Yes, exactly.
She says I don't know myself really.
I think what you need to do is focus on pleasures that you can access for yourself. You need to please yourself
Okay.
So what's a dish you could eat where after you eat it, you're like going, yummy. Oh,
I don't think this way at all, dude. This is what I'm saying. I just don't think this way.
Yeah, but there's gotta
be, like a caveman.
You like to eat something though, you know? There's something that you like to eat so much that
this
you're like,
so sad.
Oh, that's tasty.
You like to eat, Jake. Come on. You know you like to eat.
I just like something that you could eat that would just kind of make you be like, ooh, that's good. And interesting, not something that you eat every day, not like a slice of pizza. That's not no, date food.
No, no. I mean, it is, but it's not. Yeah.
Yeah. It's not for you.
Okay.
You eat enough pizza.
Yeah. My stomach is always fucked up. I'm always like, oh, dude, you just been eating cheese and bread, dude. Yeah. This sucks.
Yeah.
Okay, like a nice meal.
So a nice Thai dish is where we're at right now. Thai's not really that nice, but okay, yeah.
Well, what's your nice meal?
No. Really... We have to figure out yours, okay?
Well, you're already shitting down my fucking Thai meal. You're always saying it's not that nice. So, like, what's the nice thing? I'm just trying to think of, like, all right, so I go to a restaurant by myself.
Yes.
It's also funny because I'm always by myself.
Right.
So like the idea of dating myself is like, oh, so I just have to like myself while I'm by myself now? I'm always alone, dude.
Well, but okay, it's not that you have to like yourself. It's that you just put yourself into something that makes you feel good. And we're going with food because that's all we got. Because I don't know. I mean.
That's all we have.
That's all we got. All right. So... You go do that. You go eat some Thai food and do it bigger than you would normally do it. You know what I mean? Like get an appetizer, get a fucking dessert if you want. You know what I mean? Go all the way with it.
All right. And then, but this is doing this. So this is like saying like, you're worth it. Is that the whole point of this shit?
Yes. Yes.
You're worth it.
You are you're going the extra mile for yourself to treat yourself good.
Okay. This is what we need right now.
Well, this is what maybe if you're going to try and do your therapist's advice, I was saying this is maybe like something you could do that makes sense. But also, what about this? What if you just jack off? You could do that.
Let me tell you, jacking off, there's never a time where I'm like, great. This is so great.
You're never like, ooh, yummy.
Oh, wow. Jake is treating himself.
There's no like bubble bath situation with you or like candles or no?
No. Also, I've not seen a bath that I can even fit in years.
Oh, that's true. Yeah.
I'm 6'2", bro. They don't make baths for guys like me.
That's true. You're not considered.
You're literally halfway out and you're just like, this sucks.
Yeah.
I was like, my legs, I either am like, my legs are warm or I have to lie down and put my legs out.
Right.
So no bubble baths.
What if you went to like a sports bar and watched a sporting event?
One soda water for the date boy, please.
Oh yeah, they hate you because you're like not actually buying anything.
I bought like a plate of fries and a soda water after a 3-hour game. I'm like, I'm on a date with myself right now. I love myself.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Just practice saying that. Maybe that's what you should just do is you should look in the mirror and say that.
Love myself.
Yes. Yes.
People are like, I don't know. I don't know if this is really for me, man.
Well, I think you should try it and then report back.
Try.
It can be for the pod. Actually, think about it like that. It's for the podcast.
All right.
You're going to go.
I love myself.
Yes.
I'm on a date. I'm on a date with a person I love.
And
a
that's feeling you.
A feeling I'm discovering in therapy I may have never even felt.
Dude, you got to practice some self-love.
I love with Jake.
Yes. Oh,
it makes me literally queasy.
I know. You really look very uncomfortable saying that.
It's just so gross to say about yourself. God, that's like to me being like, I'm like, that just sounds so like, I don't know. Like, you know, those comics are like, I'm great. I crush.
Well, yeah, sure. That's
we all know
different.
Those guys. We all know
different.
Those guys.
Yeah.
I love myself.
Yeah.
Like, why? What the fuck do you deserve? what the fuck did you do to deserve that, motherfucker? You haven't done shit.
But
I love myself.
But
it's like funny to me that I'm even saying that. I'm like trying not to laugh.
It's like a joke.
I love myself is so funny to say out loud.
You should start You should start saying that on stage. You should.
I will. I think tonight I'm gonna say that. Like, I love myself and just start laughing. And everybody's laughing. They're like, that's crazy. That's crazy you would say that. Oh, I love myself.
Oh damn.
How many people do you think love themselves?
I mean,
do you love yourself?
Oh, I definitely love myself for sure. For sure.
You just know that.
Yeah. Yes.
Inherently, you know that.
Yeah. Because I'm the, I okay. Love, yeah.
Let me ask you, what does that feel like? This is not a bullshit question. Like what is the feeling you have?
It feels like,
are you like thinking about yourself? You're like, that's a good guy.
No. I think self-love is sort of like when you're alone and you are sort of enjoying the things that you've chosen as to be like a part of your life. That's just for you, for no one else's enjoyment.
You and the TV.
It could be a TV. Why not?
Self-love is a TV.
It could be a TV. All right.
Okay.
Oh, but think about my TV. I went and got a nice special TV that was to my exact taste, you know?
Right.
It's not just some TV. It's something I got for a special guy in my life, and that's me.
You know me too well that this is not going to happen.
I know.
There is no fucking way I would ever talk about myself in this terms.
Right, of course. There's no way you talk.
I got a little treat for a special guy in my life. You're looking at him, sweet cheeks.
I'm
it's me. I love myself. Ooh. I love him.
He's, yummy.
I'm
I love
special
me.
Guy.
Yeah, I just think that there's got to be more stuff you like. That's the thing, is you don't like a lot of stuff. There needs to be more stuff you like. We got to add to that list. And I think that's why maybe when it comes to dating yourself, you should just try weird stuff that you've never done before. Right. That's probably the root.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm just on a date with myself.
Yeah.
Just the luckiest guy in the world.
Yeah.
I'm the luckiest guy in the world. I get to spend every moment with you.
Yes.
Trapped in this little prison together.
Oh, what if the show, like in 5 years, is just like you're a soft little baby too, and it's just two softy boys being like, oh, we love
ourselves.
There's
probably much, there's an audience for that. There's some fucking pussies out there who would love to hear this shit. The Two Soft Men podcast.
Oh, dude, that's like every podcast. Like most podcasts are two soft men talking about
their softness.
We're
actually figuring out our emotion. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Hell yeah.
No, I don't want I want this to turn into one of the Hustle and Grind podcasts.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah,
I want
yeah,
us to say shit like, yo, how many people can you call up in your network to drop you $1 million? That's what I want.
That's your value. That's your net value.
I want it to be a high value man podcast.
Yeah. 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 I mean, I can see myself going that route too. There's something about all my self-determination that I'm experiencing right now that I feel harder than ever. I feel harder
than
ever.
Let's be real.
Yeah.
This, you're out of the two of us, you really are our only light for getting money.
Yeah.
Like, if any of us are about to get like, oh damn, that dude's got money now.
I'm your money guy.
The only way I'm getting money is if I get hit by like a bus and it's like some sort of settlement.
Yeah, and it fucks up your foot for your whole life.
Yeah,
but
I'm like hobbled, but I'm like, bro, I am rich as fuck right now. The city of New York fucked up when they hired that drunk driver for a bus driver.
Yeah. And now you're profiting. Yeah, I mean,
big time.
I think
big
it'd
time
be cool
profiting.
If you got minimal damage but got hit by a bus, you know what I mean? Like
yeah.
It really didn't hurt you.
Like a shoulder injury that I could recover from.
Yeah That'd be
like
a good...
oh shit, he can never lift his arms above his head again kind of injury, but it's still all good.
Yeah I mean, it would be, I mean, at this point it kind of would just be hysterical if you became fabulously wealthy. I'm not even, what would you do? This is kind of the dating yourself question. What would you even do if you had a bunch of money at this point? What would you do?
I would travel. I would travel.
Oh, okay. But not for comedy. You would just travel for pleasure?
Yeah, I would go to trip. I would go on trips.
Yeah, where would you go?
I mean, I'd drop in on a spot here or there. But...
Yeah, but it'd be like relaxed.
Yeah, I'd be chill about it until I started freaking out that I wasn't working as hard as everybody else.
Yeah, and, yeah, or like writing during the day.
Yeah,
or
like, oh, yeah. I'm not writing. I'm in Kyoto and I'm not writing today.
Oh, you go to Japan?
I would definitely go to Japan. I've always wanted to go to Japan.
Oh, dude, I'm trying to go to Japan this year. I'm maybe going.
I know.
Hopefully.
I know. Where else would I go? I would go to southern tip of fucking South America. I'd go to Tierra del Fuego.
Yeah. Edge of the world.
Climb around down there. I would go to... Where else would I want
to? Wow, you are like so bored describing these. Like,
no, no, no.
Like the number one thing.
I'm just thinking... Yes, I would go. Oh, I really do like traveling. I'm just trying to think because, like, if I had enough money, I guess I'd want to go everywhere. But then there are some places that I'm just like not that interested in. So,
oh yeah,
but like I probably would.
What places?
Like, I probably would go. I don't know. Like, a lot of China doesn't really interest me in a way. But it would. I bet you it would be cool when I got there because it's crazy and big.
Yeah,
I've never really wanted to go to like India.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm not like, oh, I got to go to India. You know,
right.
But
right.
But I would like to go to Japan. I think Russia would be cool to see.
Yeah,
even
hell
it's like
yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Maybe some conflict zones. Wouldn't it be kind of fun to drop in on like a war of some sort?
That's where I think you should be.
Yeah.
In the war.
I think if I quit comedy, I would do pretty much I would try to dedicate my life to being like a conflict journalist.
Yeah.
Because then I'd be like, whoa, this is crazy. I could die at any moment. But it would be like kind of a brave death because I was like reporting on shit.
It'd be brave, and I feel like you'd be. That's the version of dating yourself. Is I think you need that thrill.
I need to watch a fucking genocide somewhere to like feel alive.
You need to hold hands with death a little bit.
Yeah,
I think.
I do.
Yeah, because we just need to shock you into. I think that's why you like comedy. Is like you need to be like shocked into having a good time. Like somebody's got to fucking shake you, like shake you up in order for you to have a good time. Basically.
This tracks in a number of ways.
And it's good that you're not doing like drugs or any of the obvious things that people do when they need this, you know?
No, I've actually rejected that. See, I actually thought the other day, I was like, you know, really what makes me happy is I was trying to think, I was like, you know, I was thinking, I was like, how many things do I like versus how many things do I like to not do? Do you ever like you realize you're living your life in like in rejection of or in absence of where you're like, I'm almost getting pleasure out of like not doing that or like I don't do that versus like go into something I just enjoy naturally.
Right.
It's like, hey, guess what I don't do? And then I just name a bunch of shit.
Damn, dude.
So there might be, yeah, maybe that is my joy is like, yeah, I don't do that bullshit.
Yeah. Yeah, if that's your joy, then every day is kind of pleasure for you.
It's bliss, baby.
You're just like, I'm not
it's
doing
bliss.
So many things right now, and that's great.
And that's great.
I just feel like, though, that's not really dating yourself. Like, if you were dating someone, you couldn't be like, hey, babe, let's just not do anything. Doesn't that sound awesome?
Yeah. Well, yeah, but some couples do that, don't they?
Sure. Yeah, I think there are a lot of homebody couples that probably just like staying at home, you know? And that's fine.
That's what you are right now. You got a fat fucking TV. You got your little record player. You got
dude.
Your espresso machine. You hate the outside world, bro. You've built a little fortress.
No,
you built a little fortress.
I'm
doing it fucking monk style, bro. I don't got shit over here. I don't have a TV. I don't even have a fucking bed, bro.
Yeah, you have like your shitty little laptop. I'm like going to buy you a new laptop. I'm going to start buying you stuff. We're about to enter that phase. Or I'm going to start
Daddy
giving
Hunter
you stuff.
Would be
to, like,
so sick.
I'm going to...
It was so tight.
I was literally thinking about earlier today. I was like, oh, yeah, I got to record with Jake today. And I was like, you know, I should really get him some gear because it'll help with our recordings and stuff. Like, I feel like he's going to need some. Because, you know, you have really good gear for, like, recording together in the same place. But, like, I want to upgrade your stuff as far as, like, the online stuff. I just think, I think you need that. And I want to take care of that for you, baby.
Oh, wow. Yeah, smack me on my ass and give me a microphone, daddy. Jesus Christ. This is hot.
Yeah, dude.
This is hot, baby.
Yeah, yeah. So I got you. And maybe I'll just upgrade other stuff too. Like, I think you should have like an iPad or a Kindle. I think that either both, but one of the, I think an iPad. I think you should have an iPad.
Damn.
Yeah.
This is fun, dude. This is fun stuff all of a sudden. it's like my birthday and I'm just fucking getting all these presents from Rich to Daddy over here.
Yeah, hell yeah. Hell
oh,
yeah.
Oh, shit. This well, someday big. I'll pay you back, bud. I yeah. promise.
Yeah, no, it's definitely...
Someday I'll pay you back. I don't know if it'll be monetarily or, mm-hmm. you know, even in objects, but I'll have some nice words for you on a deathbed scenario.
Hell yeah. Oh, you died this week. Hell yeah. We got yeah. you. This is like a segment. At this yeah. point, the show has a segment, and the segment is, it does. Let's imagine death again.
Yes. And I'm there, and I'm like, dude, you were always there for me.
Hell yeah.
You know, somehow my voice box be like, has been ripped out.
Can I have that
out.
iPad back, actually?
Like, absolutely not. I want to be buried with it.
You're just like clutching your iPad.
Yeah. No. Yeah. I'm like, no, I got to hand it down to one of my 9 sons I fathered over the years.
Yeah, hell yeah.
It's all cracked. I'm giving them the worst iPad.
Dude, that would be, what a new level for you if you just had some like kid somewhere that you had seeded, you know?
God, what a nightmare for that kid.
Yeah, poor kid. Poor kid.
No, I'd be a great dad.
Yeah, he'd. That kid would make it so that you'd quit all this and you'd go husband just mode.
I'd be like, yo, dude, yeah, full husband mode, full father mode.
You would. Yeah, you fucking give up all this shit. You're such an internal responsibility, dude. You have like the Boy Scout thing inside of you that would just take over. It'd be like, there's a kid. I gotta take care of that kid.
Got to. Hey,
it's you want to take care of everybody. Every random person you see on the street, you want to take care of them, but you don't want to take care of yourself. That's the one person you're not trying to take care of. And that's why you got to date yourself. You got to turn that Boy Scout fucking brain on of yours and help yourself to some fun.
Right. You're right. I do like other people. I like helping other people.
Well, you like helping them out in like a I don't want to talk to you kind of way, but 100%. Like I want to help you out.
I'm a big, like, I would love for you to be helped, and I would love for you to not ever talk to me about this help.
Yes. Yeah.
And I don't want to process anything with you. Like, I want to be like, you have some need, and I meet it, and then I just, like, slip away into an alley somewhere.
Yeah.
I'm kind of like, I want to be Batman, basically.
You're kind of a Batman. Yeah.
I want to be Batman. Yeah. I don't want to talk.
No.
Maybe we could do this instead of a girlfriend. We could find people to help.
Yeah.
And you deal with the talky emotional shit. And then you'll be like, hey, Jake, he needs his refrigerator moved. I'm like, I got it, dude. I'll be like the manual labor kind of like, or like
the muscle,
you know, like the muscle. I'll be the muscle help. And then you'll be like the actual help where the guy like gets to process.
Yeah, dude.
That would be great, because then we don't even have to worry about fucking this person.
Yeah, it's true. It doesn't get complicated with all that. Yeah, that would be a cool... I mean, that'd be an amazing thing for this show to be if we were just, like, vigilante social workers, essentially.
Right.
Like, that's what we do, is we just find people and help them.
Yes, in our own specific ways, which we, you know...
Dude,
this
would fail like right away. There's like no, this would like our first person, it would be like too real, their problems. It would be like, fuck. Yeah.
Actually, I'm good. I'm real good off of this. I feel like the muscle would always be easier.
Yeah, actually, you'd have it.
You would again be stuck with the hardest shit.
Yeah.
I would be like, I would like run off an abusive boyfriend, and then you would be like there for years to help this woman with like processing. I'd be like, yo, I kind of did my part. That guy's out of the picture.
You'd be doing like different people, and I'm like, I'm still working on that first case, actually. Things are not
I'm
going
like,
well
dude,
for Jessica.
How long does she have to talk? You're like, look, man, it was a lot. She was in
this
guy
for
4 years.
Dude. Yeah, it was horrifying.
Yeah, my work is never done. I'm like, dude, I've moved 3 people into their new apartments today. What are we fucking worried about here? Let's move it.
Damn.
Yeah.
Damn. Well, yeah, I mean, who
Batman
knows?
Batman is cool.
Yeah, Batman is a lot cooler. He's helping out with the easy stuff.
It's just like straight fist.
Yeah. If somebody needs to be punched, it works out. But if you call
Batman is so, yeah. If you call him on the bat phone, he's like, yo, dude, your parents died. I'd like to talk about my parents. He's like, absolutely fucking not. I gotta go punch something.
I don't care about you and your parents, okay?
Fuck your parents. I'm trying to hit something now.
I'm trying to help out in the only way I know how.
Sheer violence. Yeah, dude, that's what we need.
Yeah.
Yeah, I want to be Batman.
Yeah, hell yeah. And I guess I'll just be Hunter. So it would just
yeah, crazy. Batman and Hunter is such a funny no Robin, Batman and Hunter, and it's just you, no costume.
Hunter, hi.
You have like a notebook and a fucking pen and like a fucking cup of tea for them. Hi, I'm Hunter.
Hi, I'm Hunter. I'm here to help.
Like, she's like a damsel in distress. She's crying on me. I'm like, yeah, that's enough now.
You're good.
He'll do that.
Talk to Hunter.
Talk to Hunter. Yeah, that's your job.
Damn. That's a good comic book right there. Somebody's got to get to writing that. Okay. Batman and
I'm
Hunter.
I'm just all yoked. And then it's just you like waving behind me.
Hi.
Hi. Hi. I'm here to help. It's Hunter.
Hell yeah.
Helpful Hunter, dude.
Great ideas. Great ideas on this pod. More people got to be listening to this pod. We got great ideas over here.
Guys, we got great ideas.
Great ideas, people. You got to be. You know what? This week, I just want to say, tell your friend. Tell your one friend, you fucking loser, to listen to the show. Okay?
You ain't got no friends.
Or put it on near them. Just put our show on in public places. That's something you could do. Blast
sound bomb them.
Yes.
Yeah, just fucking sound bomb them. Just be like, yeah, we're listening to this.
Yeah, hell yeah. I love that. If you're on a road trip with somebody, put us on and lock the doors. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
that's what
Don't let them roll out.
Yeah.
Don't let them roll out.
That's how I want to promote this show, is I want you to really put it in people's faces and just kind of don't let them avoid it, you know? Make people listen to it.
Make people listen.
Hell yeah.
Absolutely make people listen. Where am I going to be? I want to plug some dates.
Yeah, plug Monday. Some dates.
Today is Monday the what?
I'll
be in the north.
Oh, it is Monday. Sorry, when it comes out,
yeah, it'll come out Monday.
The 18th. Sorry,
The 18th. All right, I'll be in Boston on the 21st.
Hell yeah!
I'll be in Biddeford, Maine. If I know any Maine heads, small town Maine heads. If I got a small town, I'll be in Vermont, like north of Burlington, on the 23rd. And then I'm in the Denver Comedy Underground Friday and Saturday, 29th and 30th. And then I'm in Chicago with Hunter, I believe, right?
We'll be in Chicago.
Friday, April 5th. And then I'm headlining Helium Portland Sunday, April 14th.
Hell yeah. Y'all got to go out to that Helium date in particular. I know a lot of y'all are in Portland.
That's
going to be an important
date.
Buy some
tickets.
It's going to be a good date, an important date. You want to see it, okay?
You want to see it, people. We need you. And Hunter's in Minnesota now. He's doing shows all over Minneapolis. He's like their new king.
Yeah. Yeah. They've just accepted me as their king.
Immediately.
Which is exciting. I mean, I'm making so many new friends these days. It's great. I'm making friends and I'm happy.
Wow. Good for you, bud. We're here at the podcast are also very happy for you. Let me tell you, we are happy for this guy, right, folks?
Hell yeah.
He deserves joy.
Yeah.
The man who loves himself should also have love from the surrounding world.
Wow. I'm like rubbing myself. I'm so happy.
You are. Yeah. It's like you got joy bursting out of you. So.
Yeah. All right. Well,
anyways, folks,
you're going to take yourself out on a date. All right.
I'll
and I'm going to hear an update on it. Yeah.
I'll take myself on a date. All right.
Hell yeah.
Bye. Bye.